Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is alive and well, doing great and wonderful things among the people that love Him, seek Him, and obey Him. When the Lord have people that will obey Him and trust Him and take Him at His word, then He can show the world what He's really like. People that obey Him live like Him. And people that trust Him, they do what He guides them to do. And it always works. You know, remember, everything God gives us to do is well evaluated. He thinks of everything. And the Lord our God does things according to what He told Adam to do in the first place. God has always been fruitful. And whatever He begins, He multiplies it. And He always gives. He replenishes things. He brings things to fruition. And He subdues it. And he has dominion over it. And so it is with all of His creation. Now we get to decide whether we obey Him or not. If we do things according to His guidance or the pattern that He set, we prosper no different than He does. Our prosperity comes forth by doing what He does. That's why He said in the Lord's Prayer, which is really the disciples' model prayer, He said, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And it can be on earth as it is in heaven if we will do the guidance of God, if we will work the works of God, if we will speak His word, then we'll have the same prosperity that our Father God has. We're made in His image. We're designed to do what He does. Not on His scale, of course, because He's been doing it billions of years ago. But we can do it on our level. And the Lord will train us on our level. And He will bless us on our level. But the result is still the same. Life begets life. Sincerity attracts sincerity. And when we're living the example of God, everybody out there, no matter what they're doing right now, when they see it, if they have a heart that desires the sincerity of God, they will come and nothing will stop them. And the devil knows this. That's why the harvest is great and the laborers are few. The devil knows. He hinders people who would be laborers. When people are dedicated to the Lord, they're looking to Him. Immediately, Satan comes to distract, to bring your focus off God and onto something else. It can be anything other than God. It can be something that you want. It can be something you don't want. He can make your problems look too big and you won't get started. He can, if He causes you financial trouble, He'll try to get your focus fixed on finances, but you don't have to do that. God has an answer for all things. There's nothing out there that God can't handle. And if he can get his wisdom to you, He can cause even you to do what He wants, what needs to be done. He can bless you. I've heard of testimonies when the Lord wanted people to move to another state. And They may have had to sell a house and relocate. And their houses would always sell in record time. And they'll get plenty of money for it. The right buyer, God would open doors that never were opened before. And they'd sell a house that couldn't be sold. You know, things happen rapidly when people are in faith about what God gives them to do. When He needs you to do something, He provides for you to do it. There's a way, but you got to trust him. You always have to trust him. And you have to do it. You have to do what he say do. You have to go forward. You have to work the things of God until they happen. You don't quit. But if we live like God and then we act on his word because we trust him, then we can represent him. And this, see, when we live a life of sincerity to God, which is a life of faith, we take him at his word, we believe him. And as we believe him, we learn to trust and we have vision, we go forward. When people see others doing that, it gets attention. And the words that you speak under the anointing and by the Holy Spirit, they are words that must be, that can't be forgotten. If a person has a sincere heart, they'll hold that word and that word will grow and produce fruit in them. The Lord once told me that people, humans, have more influence on humans than demons and angels. Because people can see you and they can hear you and they can touch you, that you're there. And when you speak the words of God, they take precedence over all the words of the world. There's no deception in God's voice. There's no deception. There's no guile in God's word. There's no deceit. See, deception, deceit, lies, they have no foundation. And God designed people, not Satan. And every man's heart is designed to desire God's word. But when people harden their heart, they don't receive it. When the Lord speaks, they shut it out. The parable of the sower. We've been talking about false prophets, and false prophets come about because of the way people handle God's word, according to the parable of the sower. You know, when it landed on the hard ground, the birds ate it. When it landed on the soil that had rocks in it, you know, they didn't grow roots. And then when the sun came up, they withered away. And then some was sown among thorns, and the thorns took the nutrients out of, you know, the soil was, because of the thorns, it works just like the cares of this world. It absorbs the word out of your heart. See, the word of God is like a charge. Your heart is like a battery. And cares of this world and the distractions and lust of other things and things you desire, that, you know, your attention's on that, it will discharge the word of God out of your heart and you won't bear fruit. You know, you can plant if you plant a garden and too much grass grows in it, you have to keep it weeded, keep weeds out. But you'll have a plant, but you won't have fruit. You'll have sterile plants. You have small watermelons, no tomatoes. If you got too many weeds, you just have a plant. But if you have good ground, you'll grow good food. You can grow it, you can do fine, you can go forward, and you can do things you want to do. You can do things God wants you to do. You're an example. And that's what Satan's afraid of. That's why he harasses our lives so much. But you got to harass him back. Put him in his place, which is under your foot. Remember, the Lord said, subdue. That was the fourth thing God said to him. And then he said, and have dominion over the earth. That's God's will for us. The Lord does the same things he gives us to do, but on a greater scale. And he's continually multiplying and multiplying, and he's being fruitful, multiplying. He's always giving. That's why he has streets of gold, because he sows and he reaps. The same way God prospers is the same way we have to prosper. And get rid of the cold religious teaching that God is going to just make everything happen your way because he likes you. That's not going to happen. Don't work. You have to work the word of God. You have to do your half. You got to do your part, and then God will do his part. You can't do God's part, and God's not going to do your part. He'll bless you with a job, but he's not going to wake up and work the job for you. You got to go work that job. You got to carry a good attitude with you every day. You have to do what's required. You have to be there on time. You have to do the things that's required to keep the job and keep it going. God's not going to make you do it. That's why he said if a man that won't take care of his children is worse than an infidel. And he is. He's worse. Infidel don't believe. That's what infidel means. He don't believe. Now, if we believe, we're going to act. James said, man to say, I'll show you. You have faith and I got works. He said, I'll show you my faith by my works. You have to have both. Faith without works is dead. Normal. Useless. And faith without love won't work. Faith works by love. So we have to have love. That'll get us out of bed. And then we have to have works without faith. It all works together. I've seen people try to live by faith and they didn't know what they were doing. Quit their job. They quit their job and gonna live by faith. And they end up begging. They always do. They run out of money fast. They think they mastered the art of living by faith as if it's kung fu. It's not. And kung fu is work. If you do karate, that's work. You have to do something. You have to train. Now, you can be skilled in living by faith, but you're going to have love and you're going to have to do the works. And see that what they did, they got it. They didn't get into faith. They got into pride. Because pride looks within what I can do, what I can accomplish. But faith looks to God. And if faith looks to God, it looks to the pattern that he set. And it won't deviate. Faith don't deviate from the pattern that God set in the first place. And if God is daily doing the pattern that he set in the first place, we have to do the same thing. We have to do our part. We have a part to play. We have to do it. Along the way, you may have some failures, but you can always regroup and go forward. The enemy is trying to hinder you while you're trying to do God's work. So you have to be vigilant. And you have to look at things for what it is. Once the Holy Spirit show you a condition or something, you have to, just like you believe God's word, you have to receive what he's saying about the situation, believe him, and speak what's necessary in faith, and act on your faith, which is the word, and act on the word of God by your faith, and you'll change the facts. You know, sometimes the enemy will try to sow bad people in your life. People that will never grow up, never always hinder you. You know, I even heard a preacher say that Christians can be, they could be unequally yoked with Christians. Some Christians want to grow and some don't. I heard another preacher say, if you want to get married, run as fast as you can and look beside you and see who's running with you and marry them. But, you know, you have to be guided by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who can really tell who would be a good match for you. He can tell you that. And nowadays, if you're really serious about doing God's will, we need to regard the Holy Spirit about who we marry. Some people won't be a fit for you. Now, Now, my wife now, she is a fit for me. The Lord told me. He even gave me a poem called My Fitting Wife. And we see things, you know, we pull the rope the same way. And we think similar. She loves God, I love God. And all the challenges we've been to, we're still together and we're happy. But it takes the guidance. Nobody knows a person like God does. And he knows who will be a fit for you, and he knows who won't be. You have to trust him. If you marry somebody that's not a fit, they're going to aggravate you, and your ways, even your godly ways, will aggravate them. You'll want to go to the church, she'll want to go to the club. You know, it's not going to work. Right. But when you marry somebody that wants to do God's will, if you're willing to operate just like God told Adam to do in the first five commandments, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion. If you're willing to do those things and you marry somebody that's willing to do the same thing and they're enthused about it and they love you, they enjoy your company, you enjoy her company, or, you know, it's gonna work. You know, if both spouses, if they can enjoy each other's company, it's gonna work well. And a marriage between a man and a woman, one man and one woman, is a blessing. That's what God did in the first place. And all these experimental, satanic foolishness, a man marrying a woman marrying a woman, that's not God's way. That's an abomination. Don't try to serve God with an abomination. And don't covet somebody else's wife. That's an abomination too. Or somebody else's spouse. You know, nowadays you can't just say marriage. You have to spell it out. Because people get confused with these presidential marriages. Political marriages. New wave. You know, the president's not God. You can't listen to him on everything. And thank God, you know, for leaders, but you have to use your mind. You have to think according to God's word to have God's success. You can't do something new and think it's going to be all right. There's a problem with it. That's why God didn't do it in the first place. And if you go ahead and do something that's not right, it's going to be a problem. You're going to have unnecessary problems. And because it's sin, it's going to harden your heart, and you won't be able to see your way out of it. You'll be trapped. The world is a trap. It doesn't look like the monster that it is. It never looks like a monster. Satan doesn't either. Once you're trapped, then you might see what he really is. But when he's luring you, he makes himself look good. He uses beautiful things to get people started. And then he uses sin to trap them. Very cunning. You know, and some people think like a serpent. They're sneaky. They do things like a serpent. And only the Holy Spirit can help you navigate when you're around a den of serpents. You have to be guided by His. If you can be guided by the Holy Spirit, you can do awesome things. And your life can grow. It'll be right. Things will be set right. And I thank God for that. So those who trust God, they go forward in life. They can do things that couldn't normally be done. And they can be you can be a blessing to people. And you can be what the enemy is afraid of. And that's a good confession too. I will live what Satan is afraid of. my life will represent God in every way. Now, I may not know how to do it, but when we set our future with our tongue. What we speak on this in life, it sets a pattern for us. Everything you want to change, start speaking it and believing it. Believing God's word to get the job done. And it will work. Works good. Everything you want to change, speak it. And you'll change it. Always speak the word and you will change it. And I thank the Lord for that. God is there to back you up. We serve the living God, the true God. He will back you up. He will bless you from this point on. Wherever you fail, that's not the end of the story. If you still breathe, you can still change things. If you're willing to pray, you can still change things and change the facts that have been said. And the Lord is there to help us do it. He's always there. Always with us. And I thank God for that. Now the Lord our God is mightily moving by His Spirit. He's there to help us. He's going to be a blessing to us. And I thank Him for all that He's doing. And I thank Him for the end results, just like the beginning of it. But I'm out of time, and the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.